each side has left a number of traps that could allow them to walk away. For Iran's side, it's put in the provisions about Lebanon, which means that the White House would have to get Israel to stop firing at Hezbollah, even if Hezbollah fires back, and also to withdraw from southern Lebanon, which, of course, Israeli officials have said they're not going to do. And let's remember that the Hezbollah leadership is largely run right now by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. After Israel took out Hassan Nasrallah, their leadership is weakened. So Iran essentially can get Hezbollah to attack the south at any time and trigger some sort of fallout. For the U.S. part, the trap that they've left in there is that Iran has to agree to all of these various nuclear issues, many of which it's never agreed to before, or the U.S. can walk away. So this is really about paying Iran off to open the Strait of Hormuz.